Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel tonight, clear skies prevail with a gentle breeze. It's a pleasant evening in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, temperatures are slightly cooler, offering a refreshing change. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that the IDF has held fire as Iran threatens Israel, with Hezbollah launching numerous attacks over the weekend. Also, the Times of Israel details earlier today that despite a truce, Israel struck Lebanon following persistent Hezbollah aggression, resulting in at least 27 casualties. Also this hour, Axios informs us that Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz over Israeli actions in Lebanon, marking a new crisis with the U.S. since a recent peace agreement. Separately, The Forward reports that Ben & Jerry's Israel has introduced a new flavor called Milk and Honey, celebrating Israeli resilience. And finally, the Australian Jewish News remembers Hai Kitson, describing him as a lion of our civilization. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posts just minutes ago that Pakistan's interior minister held talks in Tehran, engaging in discussions aimed at supporting peace efforts in the Middle East. Israel Hayom English reports that the IDF targeted a key Hezbollah location, where numerous terrorists are reportedly sheltering in tunnels. From Middle East 24, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance emphasizes that while Israel is a critical partner, America's decisions must prioritize its own interests. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation between Israel and Hezbollah, Ynet reports that the IDF has held its fire amid threats from Iran. This comes after a weekend of heavy attacks from Hezbollah, including rockets and drones. The situation remains tense, with Lebanon reporting significant casualties. The implications for regional stability are profound, as any misstep could escalate tensions further. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, Axios notes that Iran's decision to close this critical shipping lane follows Israeli actions in Lebanon. This move risks disrupting global oil supplies and could strain U.S.-Iran relations, complicating recent diplomatic gains. The closure signals Iran's willingness to leverage its strategic position in the Gulf. Meanwhile, as reported by The Forward, Ben & Jerry's Israel has launched a flavor celebrating the nation's perseverance. Named Milk and Honey, this new offering comes years after a boycott controversy highlighting ongoing cultural narratives within Israel and its diaspora. This flavor aims to foster unity and pride among Israelis. On the economic front. First, CTech reports that CyberArk's founder reflects on the $25 billion Palo Alto deal, highlighting the challenges and responsibilities accompanying such a significant sale in the cyber industry. Separately, Wallab Business shares that Western Union has acquired Israeli fintech company GMT for 200 million shekels, marking a significant exit during challenging times for local businesses. And finally, Globes provides insight into Israeli trade, revealing that the Victory supermarket chain conducted substantial business with Gaza, amounting to 99 million shekels in sales during the first quarter. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.